Hello and welcome to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today we're going to be going over former President Donald J. Trump and where he stands on the war in Ukraine as well as the war in Israel. Now, Donald Trump has stated that he wants to end the wars. He is tired of the death. He's tired of the killing. But is that necessarily true? Now, most people believe that if Donald J. Trump is elected as the next president of the United States, he is going to end all funding for the war in Ukraine and withdraw all U.S. support, effectively forcing Ukraine into a peace deal with Russia or forcing Ukraine to lose the war. But a former U.S. ambassador doesn't think that's true, and we're going to be going over that and much more in today's episode, so make sure you stick around. Now, Alan Lichtman is a professor at American University in Washington, D.C., and for the last 40 years, he has predicted every single presidential race with 100% accuracy, and he believes that right now, the current president, Joe Biden, is winning the election, but he thinks that there's enough issues on the table to where it could swing in Donald Trump's favor. Now, former President Trump has blamed the war in Ukraine on President Obama and Joe Biden. Give it a listen.
If we had a real leader, he would have never done that. Remember, he didn't do it. For 4 years, he didn't do it. And there was no real threat that he'd do it.
Now, normally the first place we look when we want to determine what a presidential candidate's stances are, we head on over to their official campaigning website. Now, Trump's website is fairly straightforward. It's DonaldJTrump.com. So when you get to his website, I want you to go over and click on the Issues tab and start scrolling down. There you will find a wide range of subjects. None of them include the war in Ukraine. So with that being said, we have to dig in just a little bit deeper to determine exactly what is his stance on Ukraine. Now, former President Trump has made very controversial statements as far as NATO and Ukraine go in the past, which leads a lot of people to believe that he does not support NATO or Ukraine and that he is actually rooting for Russia.
Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills. And the money came flowing in.
Now, because of that clip, Trump has been accused of supporting Russia. He clearly states that he would encourage Russia to attack other nations. However, when you put it in context, what he was actually doing was encouraging other nations to pay their fair share of GDP to NATO. Now, despite people accusing Trump of being pro-Russian and anti-Ukrainian, the former U.S. ambassador to the EU under President Donald Trump actually made a completely different statement.
I also don't believe that President Trump truly is going to pull back from Ukraine once elected. Unfortunately, his base is very, very, very strongly isolationist. And as a result, in order to secure the nomination, and I hate to use the term, he needs to pander to that base. Once the nomination has been secured, based on everything that I've seen him do when I was his ambassador to the EU, he is not going to abandon Ukraine. I don't believe it for a minute. And in fact, I don't believe that he and President Putin are as friendly as the mainstream media in the United States would have you believe.
Now, how is it that we have the former U.S. ambassador to the EU coming out and stating he doesn't think Trump is going to abandon Ukraine, and yet we have so many people in the media that believe that Trump will 1,000% pull his support from Ukraine? Well, it's because of statements like this.
I want to win on safe borders. I want to stop wars. I want to stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. I want to stop what's happening in Israel. Israel would have never been attacked if I were president. Ukraine would have never, ever been attacked if I was president. But he wouldn't have done it anyway because I told him not to.
Now, that's not the only time he has made these statements. He has also said several times in the past he just wants to stop the killing. Now, Trump has famously stated that he will end the war in Ukraine within 24 hours after he becomes president. As a matter of fact, he's even stated that before he even steps foot in the Oval Office, the war will have been over. So if that's something you're for, how realistic of an expectation is that? Well, according to the Polish president, President Duda, he believes that the war would in fact end within 24 hours if Trump got reelected. Now, in this article from Newsweek titled, Poland's president believes Trump could end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. President Duda is quoted. He says, I can say from my personal experience as president of the Polish Republic, what Trump promised to me was fulfilled. Therefore, I can say President Trump keeps his word, and if he says something, he takes it seriously. That is as much as I can tell right now. Now, on March 8th of 2024, former President Trump met with the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who is famous for his interview that came out with Tucker Carlson just a few months ago. Now, Viktor Orban himself has been known to be very pro-Russian. I've actually done a video on him myself. He's even drawn the attention of BBC and several other European news outlets for his stance on Ukraine. What has Hungary's Orban got against Ukraine? Now, while Viktor Orban flew to the United States to Mar-a-Lago to have a dinner reception with Donald Trump, he did not meet up with the current president of the United States, Joe Biden. So now we have to ask ourselves, while all this was going on, what exactly was it that President Trump talked with Viktor Orban about? Why would he fly all the way from Hungary just to go to Mar-a-Lago to meet up with former President Trump? Well, we know for a fact that they did, in fact, talk about the war inside of Ukraine, with Orban later coming out after their meeting stating that Trump said he would not give another penny to Ukraine if he was elected. And this will cause the war to end because Ukraine cannot, and I quote, stand on its own two feet. Now, Orban went even further, calling Donald Trump as a man of peace. But is that even necessarily true? Well, if we're talking about the war in Ukraine or the war that's currently going on inside of the Gaza Strip, I believe that answer to be correct. Trump does want peace. However, he's not a man of peace. In fact, he's actually calling for a war on the Mexican drug cartels.
Fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other lethal drugs are pouring across our wide open border, stealing hundreds of thousands of beautiful American lives, and it's happening like never before in our history. Children are being left without parents, families are being ripped apart, communities are being decimated, our neighbors and fellow citizens are having their entire worlds destroyed, destroyed like nobody thought possible. Our country is being poisoned from within by the drugs and by all of the other crime that's taking place. The drug cartels are waging war on America, and it's now time for America to wage war on the cartels.
Well, I hate to say it, but a man stating that he is going to wage war on the cartels is exactly a man of peace. Let's not forget, also under Trump, he took out General Soleimani, who I know myself, along with many other veterans, also agree with. Now, as far as the war inside of the Gaza Strip goes, former President Trump actually said, and I quote, "We need peace." He further said that the war inside the Gaza Strip needs to end quickly. As a former veteran myself of the global war on terror, specifically under President Trump fighting both ISIS and the Taliban, I can't help but think that he is well aware of what it takes to defeat a radical Islamist terrorist organization such as Hamas. Further, Trump knows exactly what Israel is up against if Hamas was left to fester inside of the Gaza Strip. That is, if Bibi isn't able to completely and totally wipe out Hamas like he wants, it would be inevitable that they would come back. However, that is not anything near what Trump has stated. He just says it needs to end. He didn't say he's not going to support Israel. He simply stated he wants to see it come to an end quickly. Now, given Trump's track record when it comes to knocking out Iranian General Soleimani or how he treated ISIS, I think we could all agree that Trump has a pretty harsh stance when it comes to terrorism, and I don't suspect he would be any different on either Hamas or Hezbollah.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place.
So with all of that being said, if Donald J. Trump is in fact reelected here in the United States of America, are we going to completely pull out of Ukraine as far as our funding and assistance goes? Well, not necessarily. At least not according to the former U.S. ambassador to the EU. However, former President Trump has gone so far as to say that the war in Ukraine will be over before he even steps foot inside the Oval Office if he is elected. However, his plan for how he's going to bring the war to an end is still up for debate. One thing is for certain, though, he does want the war in Ukraine to end, and he does want the war inside of the Gaza Strip to come to an end. Whether or not he cuts complete and total funding from Ukraine is still up for debate. He hasn't came out and made a formal statement on exactly what his plan would be in order to bring that war to a close. Nor has he gone so far as to state specifically what he would do inside of Israel in order to bring peace to that region. However, he does want peace inside of those two countries. As far as the United States goes, I wouldn't necessarily say that Donald Trump is all about peace. He specifically is calling for a war on the cartels. Now, between that and his strict policy when it comes to the United States border, I think it's fair to say that he will likely follow through with his war on the cartel. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. On the next episode, I will be diving specifically into President Joe Biden and his stance on Ukraine, as well as the war in Israel inside of the Gaza Strip. Until next time, peace, love, and happiness. God bless. I am out of here.